The demonstration for a new voters register led by pressure group Let My Vote Count yesterday turned violent. Public opinion on the issue is divided on how the police managed the situation and how the demonstrators conducted themselves. Here are views of the public.
You see, there were mature people who were doing this demonstration, and the policemen today are mature, but they are professionals. Those demonstrating, they are not professionals. So at least the police didn't do well by beating them. So at least if they have read the route, they should use any other means to pull them back than beating them.
The police didn't do well because we have had several demonstrations before, which this incident didn't happen. And these people doing demonstration, they were not armed. They were not having any cutlass or anything. So there is no need beating them up or chasing them. Even if you are beating them and they are running away, you don't have to chase them to go and beat them because you are dispersing them and they are going. So there's no need to chase them up and go and beat them. So the police didn't do well. They didn't do well in their duty.
Ordinary water. Tear gas is not good. Even if you inhale it, it has effect on you. So ordinary water, you even let the crowd run away.
They didn't do well at all because even when you are chasing somebody and the person is running away, I don't see the reason why you should be beating them. Because fine, they have made a mistake by passing where they are not supposed to pass. But I don't think the police as professional acted very well on that case.
Yeah, I think the police were right in using force to push the people away from the EC office. Because if they had used the appropriate route given to them by the police, all this wouldn't have happened. And secondly, I think people are taking it the wrong way. As in, the police are always beating people when they want to demonstrate. If the people had comported themselves, this Occupy Ghana demonstration, when it happened, nobody was beaten up because they did what they were supposed to do. So I see it as the police did what they thought right in that situation. We are Ghanaians, we know we can be stubborn at times. So I think the police should be commended for using that force.
I believe in everything, there are laid down procedures. So once there are laid down procedures, if the law says that you should follow a particular route, I believe that's what they are supposed to follow so that there will be harmony in whatever they do. Mm-hmm. To me, I don't think that is in the right direction by swaying into another route.
He just has views of the public on yesterday's demonstration by pressure group Let My Vote Count, which turned violent.
A peace building practitioner, Emmanuel Bombandi, says organizers of the Let My Vote Count demonstration that turned violent undermined the democracy that the country is building. He said rights come with responsibilities, and by going against the agreed route, the protesters refused to respect those responsibilities. Mr. Bombandi explained that the police acted in the good interest of the people and must be appreciated. He spoke to Agatha Asamoah.
There's no right that does not come with responsibility. So whereas demonstrations are part of the political rights in a political dispensation, the rights also come with responsibilities in order that collectively every protest is understood to deepen the democracy, but not to serve to weaken it simply because different people might have different motives for organizing protests. People were willing to exercise that right to protest but refused the responsibility that came along with the right. The police were very clear that for reasons that are understood in the context of security and national security, the EC cannot be breached by a number of people protesting. And I thought that the organizers of this protest should have respected that within the agreed ground rules and the respect also for our democratic practice. But by trying to breach that fence and take unapproved rules to breach that fence, we are undermining the very democracy that gave us the right to be able to demonstrate.
Mr. Bombandi, but even by changing the ground rules and going on unapproved routes, with the police using tear gas and rubber bullets, was it necessary at all?
When law and order is at stake in terms of its enforcement, what the police would always do is to ask a critical question. Must our intervention serve a smaller number or must it serve the greater good? It is the greater number and the greater good that must be considered. Keep in mind that when people are mobilized in a mob situation, they lose their rational sense of behavior to understand that the greater good is important. So if anything at all, let's appreciate the police, because at the end of the day, if, for example, data is destroyed at the headquarters of the EC, or sensitive material that will cost the nation millions and millions of dollars, then our interests collectively as Ghanaians would have been destroyed. And the police cannot stand by and let that happen.